What expectations do you have for the curve of SPI in your patients after orthodontic treatment? Do you treat all patients to a flat curve of SPI, thinking that they will relapse to a mild curve? Do you base your curve on the cephalometric findings? A group of researchers from the Netherlands published a research project in the June 2006 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics that provides information about the stability of the curve of SPI following orthodontic treatment. The study is called Post-Treatment Development of the Curve of SPI. The purpose of this study was to retrospectively look at a series of treated orthodontic cases that had long-term follow-up records and to look specifically at changes in the curve of SPI. Their sample was a group of 135 patients that were treated in the 1970s. 100 had upper and lower treatment, and 35 had upper arch only treatment. The post-retention records were 3 to 24 years after retention, with the average being about 12 years. So, records were available for this group of patients at the beginning of treatment, the end of treatment, and at long-term follow-up. A standardized photographic technique was used to measure the curve off the models, and various cephalometric measurements were used to look for predictors of change. The results are a bit confusing. The average arch was leveled about 1 millimeter during treatment and relapsed about one-third of that by follow-up. But this is a case where averages are misleading. Most very flat arches that had mild curves produced during treatment returned to being very flat at follow-up. Very deep curves that were leveled during treatment were actually quite stable, more stable than those with small changes. From the statistical analysis, it appears that a curve of SPI of about 2 millimeters was most stable. This curve was measured as the greatest depth from a line contacting the lateral incisor and the most distal molar cusp. Another surprising result for me was that the authors were unable to find any cephalometric variable that predicted the curve changes after treatment. Overall, about 50% of the treated cases showed relative stability of the curve of SPI at long-term follow-up. About 30% had relapsed back towards the original curve. The unexpected changes were the 20% that changed further in the direction of treatment, like a deep curve that was leveled to a mild curve during treatment and then continued to flatten during the post-retention time. I'm not sure this information will change the way I treat patients relative to their curve of SPI. But I won't be as surprised next time I see a post-treatment patient with an unexpected change in the lower curve. I'll know this can happen about 20% of the time. More information about curve of SPI changes during and after treatment can be found in this article from the Netherlands that appears in the June 2006 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.